Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up on February 13th, UMB will be releasing their 2019 economic forecast. Well, let's get a little sneak peek at what they may be saying and talk with the chief investment officer at UMB, and that is Casey Matthews. And Casey, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Hi, Brian. Good to speak to you again.
So when you release that forecast, you kind of have a theme for it every year. What's the theme this year?
That's right. We like to have a little bit of fun with economics because it's economics, right?
That's
so
right.
Our theme is the showdown. If you think about an old Western movie, we all wait for the showdown to happen, right? Some issue or conflict to end up out in the street, and then typically it ends badly. Well, what you don't want to see in economics is an economic showdown. But yet we do have some issues and conflicts, and the question is, are they out in the street? Will it end badly?
And so will it. I mean, we have a very volatile situation with a strong economy, but the stock market's way up and way down day to day. You never know. You have the tariffs out there and other, you know, agreements that are being negotiated. So how is this showdown going to end? At least where's it going to go this year?
Yeah, well, you're stealing my thunder and all the risks out there, Brian, but that's absolutely correct. That I'll give you the conclusion up front, that I think we have some potential showdowns this year. Many of them might, on the short term, mitigate that risk to some degree throughout the year. At least we're seeing evidence of it, but yet they still present a long-term risk to the economy. So when you put them all together, I do think you'll have modest growth. Our forecast for economic activity in 2019 is 2.2% GDP growth. And that's not all bad. Because remember that since the Great Recession, since 2009-ish, you did get an average GDP growth rate around 2.3%.
And so
back to potential or trend.
So that's okay. That's kind of what we're kind of used to?
Well, that's what we've seen. Mm-hmm. Really, for almost the last 10 years, and companies were able to expand, they hired people, and the stock market went up. So even though last year we saw some fiscal stimulus boost economic activity, we're probably going to see 2.9%, you're seeing the global economy go from a synchronized global growth theme to a synchronized global slowdown theme. But it's not recessionary. It's not doomsday. It's the great moderation.
And so we have the unemployment in the U.S. is at about an all-time low, and so that continues. How long do you think that will continue, and will that lead to all of us paying more for things?
Yeah, exactly. That we do have a tight labor market. So unemployment stands at 3.9%. Our forecast is that we will continue to see job growth, and unemployment comes down between 3.5 and about 3.8 for the year. So labor continues to be very strong, and that leads to, maybe your point, Brian, inflation and wage inflation. But what's interesting is wage inflation, using average hourly earnings, it's only up 3.2%. And it's moving higher, but if you look at overall inflation, which is a risk the Federal Reserve is watching, well, wait a minute. If you look at CPI, Consumer Price Index, that peaked in July of last year at 2.9%. Today it's 1.9. Now, some people say, wait a minute, why should you use CPI? Why don't you use core CPI, which takes the very volatile food and energy out of the equation? Okay, peaked in July at 2.4, and today is 2.2. This is one of the risks. This is one of the showdowns out there, Brian, that the Fed's watching inflation. In the last 6 months, inflation doesn't seem to be a huge threat. But if it about faces and moves higher, then the Fed will almost be forced to continue to raise interest rates. And that presents some risk to not only economic growth, but also stock prices.
Visiting with UMB Chief Investment Officer Casey Matthews. So what would you like to see in coming months to kind of settle things down a little bit?
Well, we did get some good news from the Federal Reserve, where Chairman Powell came out early January and said they're going to be patient, take their time, analyze the data, which I think is code for a tactical pause. I mean, they're going to keep rates on hold for the time being, and that is very positive for the stock market. You look at some trade tensions. This is another showdown, or potential showdown. Mm-hmm. And we're getting some news as we speak that it looks like the trade tension with China seems to be dissipating to some degree. And, of course, the market rallies. And then the other risk would be maybe the government shutdown. We're approaching week four, and I think every week the government shutdown is shut down, we take about 10 basis points 0.1% out of GDP. So those are some risks that are still out there. But as those resolutions come to the table, the stock market reacts, and that's exactly what you're seeing. This year, the stock market's up, using the S&P 500, 6.5%. So it tells you that some of these issues were temporary. It tells you that late last year, maybe the market overreacted to some of these risks. So those are a few of these potential showdowns that I'm watching closely.
And we'll be watching for UMB's 2019 economic forecast coming out on February 13th. And thank you, Casey Matthews, for the preview.
Thank you, Brian.
Coming up next, we have the news on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.